This is episode 1205 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day three of the series we're exploring this week. We are exploring the theme of truthfulness, something that is stressing many people out these days because we're not really sure what is true. We're in a global pandemic and we're trying to make decisions about our lives and our future, yet we have no idea what to think about the pandemic, when it might end, if we should be taking a vaccine. We're not sure about the politics these days either. There's so much happening all at once. And so we're looking for answers, but we're not sure if we're receiving the best information or maybe we're being deceived altogether. We just don't know. Some people feel pretty secure, but I think that there's a lot of tension and uncertainty in most places all over the world. So as you explore this theme of truthfulness, we are tapping into some ancient wisdom from Patanjali, who was a wise sage. And Patanjali wrote the classic book Yoga Sutras. I know many of you do yoga. This book was written to raise your consciousness as you do yoga. Yoga represents union, unity. And that's what we so badly need these days, is some unity. So here you are, discovering some of the wisdom from the Yoga Sutras. The second yama is truthfulness. There are five yamas and there are also five niyamas. You'll be exploring each yama and each niyama in the upcoming series. And I thought this would be a nice way to help you approach all that's going on these days, especially in the United States, where we have some elections coming up. And I hope that by sharing the yamas and niyamas with you, that it will help you make sense of all the commotion. So for the second yama of truthfulness, in last week's series, we explored ahimsa, which is nonviolence in your thoughts, your actions, and your words. Well, the second yama, satya, is also in regard to your thoughts, your actions, and your words. I'm going to be sharing with you a breathing technique to help you calm your mind and body and to seek your inner truth. Breathing techniques are powerful ways to tap into your inner truth because your breath is inextricably linked with your emotional state. So when you begin to feel yourself thinking more negative thoughts, such as worry, fear, uncertainty, self-doubt, you can do the breathing technique I'll be sharing with you. Before I guide you in today's breathing technique, I want to share with you some insight about the second yama, satya, or truthfulness. You may know someone, or you might even do this yourself. When you know something that is true about someone, and even though it might be a little harsh, you feel like you're doing the right thing by being brutally truthful to them. I have a friend who takes a lot of pride in being brutally honest with people. She thinks of that as being brave enough to let people know what's good for them. But when you're considering the truth, bring in the quality of the first yama. These yamas are like a code for how to live your life. The first yama is non-violence, not harming others with what you say, with what you think, and what you do. Well, if you're brutally honest with somebody and it's harmful to them, even if it's true, then that's not helpful. That doesn't accomplish anything except for to injure that person. And you might think, well, they needed to hear it. But sometimes it's best to let people discover their own journey, as long as it's not a truth that by withholding it will truly harm them, maybe physically, or if they're in some kind of real danger. But pointing things out to people who might not be ready to hear or consider some truth in their life can be harmful. It can be shocking and traumatic for the person. And so that's not really the best way to share truth. When you are sharing truth with someone, consider if the person is ready, because sometimes it's best to let people discover aspects of their life at their own pace. I remember growing up and getting really excited about doing something. And so I would tell my parents, oh, I'm going to do this. And they would get really excited with me and support me. But they knew that it wasn't really going to work out. But they let me discover that on my own. And looking back, I really admire them for allowing me that grace to discover my path on my own without revealing the truth that it wouldn't ultimately work out, but it wouldn't cause me any harm, that I would learn some lessons along the way, and I did. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, think about your inner truth. Maybe what are some truths that are hard for you to face right now? You don't need to solve this right away. You can allow yourself to accept things at your own pace. So with your spine nice and straight, and your eyes closed and gently uplifted. This helps to keep your thoughts uplifted. Bring to mind something about which you're uncertain, something that causes you anxiety. And know that you don't have to have all the answers right now, that you can allow yourself to evolve with this process of gaining clarity about maybe what's happening in your world right now, where you live, where you are, and just allowing yourself to open up to a new experience, a new truth. And as you inhale through your nose, inhale a nice even breath to calm your thoughts. Feel your body begin to relax your mind begin to rest, that you don't have to have all the answers. It's okay to have uncertainty in your life. As you exhale, listen to your truth, how you're truly feeling right now, and honor that truth. That is what is real right now. Continue with this breath. With each inhale, calm your thoughts. And then with each exhale, listen to your truth. You can repeat this breath as many times as you need to. At some point, let go of the technique and allow yourself to sit in stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.